Shortly after the crash of TWA Flight 800, President Clinton asked Vice President Gore to head a commission on aviation security. The president gave Gore 45 days to come up with a report that includes recommendations on high-tech explosive detection systems. As NPR's Chitra Raghavan reports, a number of companies are now lobbying hard to persuade the commission to recommend their detection devices, even though those machines don't meet stringent federal standards.
The security screening devices at U.S. airports haven't changed much over the past 25 years, even though terrorists have greatly changed their weapons and tactics. In fact, these machines were originally designed to combat a specific threat that is rare today, hijacking. Aviation security experts then found a powerful ally in medical technology. They found X-ray machines could detect a concealed knife or gun as easily as they could broken bones. Since then, newer explosive detection models have also originated from medicine, says Kurt DeCibio of Envision Technologies. For example, Envision has developed a computer tomography, or CT scanner, similar to a CAT scan machine used to detect cancer.
A lot of the medical imaging tools, X-ray and CT, are used to look inside human bodies, and we're looking inside suitcases, which is actually a lot more difficult because in the human body, most of the things are in the same place. And you know where to look for them.
And X-rays, powerful as they are often brought to their knees by a suitcase's unpredictable clutter. And X-rays can't detect sophisticated non-metallic devices like the plastic explosive that might have brought down TWA 800. But Envision's CAT scan machine can isolate a bomb from a hairdryer by rotating completely around each suitcase and taking 500 X-rays that, when put together, reveal a detailed 3D image of a suspicious package.
In a nutshell, it means that we find bombs better than any other technology.
And that's what Kurt DeCibio and his colleagues at Envision are saying to the Gore Commission staffers who are making the rounds of explosive detection makers. DeCibio has a strong case. CTX 5000 is the only machine to pass the FAA's stringent certification standard, which says such a device should find every class or group of explosives. But though the company has 17 machines abroad, the FAA has not approved CTX 5000 for U.S. airports. That's because the FAA certification standard, which security experts say is an excellent one, also requires these machines to screen and clear passengers at a good pace, and the CTX 5000 is slow and expensive. DeCibio's message to the commission is, we know we're not the fastest or the cheapest, but we're the best. Meanwhile, other companies that have developed non-CAT scan technology are saying to the commission, we may not be the best, but there's still a place for us at U.S. airports. One such company is Thermedix, which has developed a non-X-ray system called the Aegis Sniffer. Thermedix President John Wood says Aegis was first used to detect a class of cancer-causing chemicals until the FBI realized its non-medical potential.
Ours is a chemical detector. In other words, we home in on the signature or the fingerprint of the explosives themselves. And when we began developing our machine in the mid-80s, there were no detectors capable of finding the plastic explosives. And our device was developed with support from the U.S. State Department as well as the Federal Aviation Administration.
The Aegis Sniffer is now being used in the field to detect bomb traces on the wreckage of TWA 800. But it's also not approved for use in the U.S. to screen baggage at airports, though the company says it has 90 machines in 11 other countries. Wood and other explosive detection makers complain that the U.S. government's pickiness forced American companies to tailor their machines to European standards, which are lower than the FAA's and, according to Jim Aldo of Vivid Technologies, more realistic. Aldo has 100 X-ray machines in 21 European terminals, but none in the U.S. That's because in three of the explosives categories, the machine's detection rate is lower than what the FAA standard requires, something that Aldo acknowledges.
In the meantime, the specification in the United States was issued to encompass a lot of explosives that, in the view of the Europeans, are not threats to civil aviation. And while they would like to detect those explosives as a long-term goal, they are not waiting to certify a system against all explosive groups. You really have a situation in the U.S. where waiting for the best has become the enemy of the good.
But others say the Europeans have actually taken a big risk in buying machines that can't detect several types of explosives. Doug Laird was head of security for Northwest Airlines and is now a private aviation security consultant. Laird says the problem is not with the FAA's certification standard or its goals, but rather with many of these machines themselves.
They don't even come close, and that is the reason that the FAA has not certified them. And they find that somewhat bothersome because their technology is better than old-fashioned X-ray, but it does not come close to the ability of CTX. And so what they're saying is it'll take a number of years to put CTX at every airport, and it will cost a lot of money because they're $1 million a machine. While we're trying to reach some ideal in the future, why don't you include our technology? The problem there is that once that technology is in place, and it also is very expensive, then the argument will be a year, 2 years, 18 months from now, the airlines and others will say, we spent all this money putting this technology in, and it's better than we had. It's not as good as it could be, but it's better than we had. And now you're asking us to spend more money to upgrade again. That will become the argument. That's the battleground.
Who should pay for security has always been the most intractable question in the past and will be again. The Air Transport Association, the industry group for the airlines, is lobbying the Gore Commission not to do anything in haste, according to its spokesman, John Meenan.
And keep in mind that counterterrorism is really a function of the government, and the airlines play truly a small role in that overall equation. We play an important role, certainly, but the Gore Commission has made very clear that they intend to review the fundamentals, how we go about providing the security, who should provide it, how it should be paid for, and so forth, and we're very much engaged in that debate.
There's a great deal at stake. For the airlines, potential huge new costs. For passengers, potential new delays at airports, but also a potentially safer system. For the Clinton administration, its reputation in an election year. And Doug Laird says for these explosive detection companies, a new market worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
The Gore Commission will be under tremendous political pressure because many constituents, of course, are contacting their congressional delegations and saying, I don't want to be cut out of the market.
That's just what Jim Aldo of Vivid says he's been doing. Aldo says if the TWA destruction is declared a bombing, the Gore Commission will be under even greater pressure to do something big quickly.
The timeline of 45 days is frightful. With a three-month program, I would feel much more confident that they would have time to evaluate all aspects fully. And it's really a question of whether or not they're going to take the FAA's recommendation or if they're going to evaluate other responses that have been deployed successfully elsewhere.
So 45 days and you've got 2 weeks left, so you've got a lot of talking to do.
Yeah, we're busy.
I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.